Thank you for the introduction. Like you said, my name is Richard, and today I'm going to talk about the development of narrow row soybean production for irrigated soybean in Mississippi. Historically in Mississippi, cotton production is pretty big. At one time, cotton was king. However, over the past century or so, cotton hectares have declined, and what's taken the place of the majority of this land is soybean production. This year, nearly 1 million hectares of soybeans were planted in Mississippi, and of those, 80% were planted in the northwest corner of the state along the Mississippi River. Here we have the ability to furrow irrigate our crops, and in order to direct the flow of water, we have to plant our soybeans on raised beds. Not only does this allow for irrigation, but it also improves our drainage. And typically, these beds are spaced at 100 centimeters apart. But why 100 centimeters? Well, we didn't always use tractors in Mississippi. In fact, we used to use mules. And in order for a mule to get up and down the field without trampling the plants, the rows had to be wide enough. So consequently, we are still using 100 centimeter row spacings in Mississippi. But we don't use mules anymore. So can we move to a narrower row spacing for furrow irrigated soybeans and still achieve the same or better yields? There's been a lot of interest in other soybean producing regions that say that there are a lot of benefits to narrow row soybean production. Perhaps the main benefit is the rapid canopy closure. With this rapid canopy closure, your crop's going to be able to intercept more light, particularly early in the growing season. Your crop's going to have a better ability to shade out weeds, and this could potentially result in a seed yield increase. So what we wanted to do was determine differences between single, twin, and narrow rows for irrigated soybean production in Mississippi at multiple seeding rates, all under weed-free conditions. And we hypothesized that the narrow row soybeans are going to achieve a faster canopy closure, and that should lead to higher yields than that you can achieve with a wider row production system. And this is how we went about it. We looked at three different row spacings, single, twin, and narrow. For the single row spacing, this is your traditional row spacing where you can cultivate with a mule. You've got raised beds separated by furrows, and on top of each of the raised beds, one row of plants. For the twin, it's the exact same bed pattern. Instead of one row of plants, there are now two on top of each bed, and they're separated by about 19 centimeters. And then the narrow row system uses a wider bed, about 200 centimeters wide, and on top of each of the beds, there are four rows of plants, each separated by about 15 centimeters. In order to determine if there were any interaction between the row spacing and seeding rate, we looked at three different seeding rates: 245,000 seeds per hectare, 345,000 seeds per hectare, which is the recommended rate under most conditions in Mississippi, and then 445,000 seeds per hectare. We took several measurements throughout the growing season, including stand counts, canopio using an application called canopy closure using an application called canopio. We looked at seed yield, water use efficiency, and some economics. However, for the purpose of this talk, we're only going to look at canopy closure, seed yield, and some economics. We had three very similar site years, all of them with the same soil class, Sharkey clay, which is a very fine shrink swell soil, very common in our region for soybean production. We had a common variety, Asgrow 4632. Offers great yield potential, which is likely why it's one of the more popular varieties used in the Mid-South, and then conventional tillage at all locations. We set the experiment up as a split plot design, with the main plot being the row spacing and the subplot being seeding rate. To analyze the seed yield, we used a mixed model ANOVA. For the canopy closure, we used repeated measures of this mixed model ANOVA. We analyzed it by site year. The fixed effects were row spacing, seeding rate, and the row spacing and seeding rate interaction. And the means were separated with Fisher's LSD with significance at P is less than or equal to 0.05. And this is what we found. This is an ANOVA table representing seed yield. On the left side, you have the effects of row spacing, seeding rate, and the row spacing and seeding rate interaction, and across the top, the three site years. Here, the row spacing affected seed yield at all of the site years. And then in 2017, Seeding rate affected seed yield. However, since there is no row spacing and seeding rate interaction, we're only going to focus on the row spacing. This is our first site year, Hollandale 2016, looking at seed yield in kilograms per hectare along the y-axis and row spacing along the x-axis. At this location, the twins and the narrows behave similarly, showing a yield advantage of about 11% compared to the single rows. And for this same site year, we track canopy closure with canopy closure in percent along the y-axis and days after planting along the x-axis. You can see that the blue and the green, which are the narrow and the twins, behave similarly as far as canopy development goes. And then the single rows kind of lag behind and below them throughout the whole season. And this is at that same site year, just giving you an example of the data we took with Canopio. This is at the same site, the same day, and the same plant population. The only difference here is that the top two images are representing single row spacings, where you can see they're at 77% closure, and with the lower two representing narrow row spacing, showing a 92% closure. This is the second site year, Stoneville 2017, looking at seed yield again. The twins and the narrows behave similarly, and compared to the single rows, they had a yield advantage of about 9%. Looking at that same site year, tracking the canopy closure, you can see that the narrow rows had an advantage, especially earlier in the growing season, where the singles and the twins kind of hung out together. And however, at the end with the green twins, you can see they went ahead and closed the canopy, where the single rows just sort of lagged and never really got a great canopy development. And then our third site year, looking at seed yield again. At this location, the singles and the twins behave similarly, with the narrow rows achieving about a 13% yield advantage over the singles and the twins. And then tracking this canopy closure, you can see that the narrow rows had a clear advantage throughout the season as far as canopy development goes. And the singles and the twins sort of hung together at about the same pace for canopy development. In order to make these results more valuable for a producer, we wanted to look at some economics, specifically the purchase cost and the operation cost of buying a new planter. And we got these values from a publication that Mississippi State puts out every year called Soybean Planting Budgets. This is just an example of one of the partial budget analysis that I did. This one's particularly for Hollandale 2016. And it's comparing the purchase and operating price of a single row planter versus the purchase and operating cost of a narrow row planter. So, like I said, this is a partial budget analysis. So first I'd like to focus on the cost of purchasing and operating these planters. So the single row planter was about $19.59 per hectare per year, compared to the narrow row, which would have been about $34.09 per hectare per year. Take the differences in the two of those, and it's $14.50. Okay, now let's hold on to that number and look at the revenue area. So we're looking at yield from this particular site year with these specific row spacings, and they're right here next to the yield. We multiply that by a price point for soybeans of 35 cents per kilogram, and we got these total revenues here below. And you can see that there's an advantage for the narrow rows of $188.65. So we can subtract that cost of the planter difference at $14.50, and we have a change in revenue of $174.15 per hectare per year. And that's a gain for the narrow row product, for the narrow row planter. So, like I said, this is at 35 cents per kilogram for soybeans. What if the price is a little different? We did a sensitivity analysis looking at the price per kilogram along the left side there, ranging from 30 cents to 45 cents. And you can see that in a good year for soybean price, this could be a very profitable decision on the farm. So this is a partial budget analysis, just like the one I showed you before, except it's looking at all of the site years, and it's also looking at the gain in revenue per hectare of buying a twin row planter versus a single row planter, and a narrow row planter versus a single row planter. And you can see that at two of the three site years, there was a gain in revenue for purchasing a twin row planter compared to a single row, and then at three site years there was a advantage for purchasing a narrow row planter versus a single row planter. And this is at 35 cent per kilogram soybean cost. So in conclusion, the narrow rows increase seed yield compared to that of a single row in every site year. The twin rows increase seed yield over the single rows in two of the three site years. And both the narrow row and the twin row production can increase revenue compared to that of a single row. So what we're recommending is that producers should switch to a twin or a narrow row system for furrow irrigated soybean on clay soils in Mississippi. However, before making a purchase decision, the producer should take into consideration crop rotations, equipment availability, and some other management factors. I appreciate you guys listening to my talk, and at this time I'm willing to take some questions.
Got time for questions?
On the price you showed, the difference between narrow row and right there, okay. The planter cost on single rows, that narrow row, is that a twin row planter or is that more of like a grain drill type difference?
That's like a twin row. That's an actual planter, not a drill.
Right. So what do you consider? What is that the price for, I guess, a twin row planter or a narrow row planter?
Okay. So his question was, in this particular slide, the value that I gave for the planting and operating cost of the narrow row, that is actually a not a grain drill, it's actually a planter, like a monosim.
So that would be the most, is what I'm getting at, if that's a monosim twin row planter versus a John Deere 15 inch planter, there's going to be a pretty good cost difference.
Yeah, there. Exactly. Any other questions?
How did you account for the furrow? So you've got in two ways, in terms of Canacuo, the pictures, right? You're doing the actual rows, but on an area basis, you've got a furrow in there. So that's right. Not really apples to apples.
Not.
And then also in terms of how were you harvesting these small plots? Were you doing just four rows of the twin, and so you have a border effect? Again, that furrow impact.
Okay. So the first question was, how did I account for the height, knowing that there is difference in furrows with the singles and the twins and the narrows. So I used a PVC structure that I just designed, and it held a selfie stick that you can just buy at Walmart or wherever, and it held my smartphone, which held the app, and it held it at a constant height of 7 foot, and it also was the exact same width as the furrow at the bottom of it, so I could put this piece of PVC pipe right in between the two furrows, which were the same across the narrow and the single, this is the furrow size, and it held me directly above the canopy and at this constant height. And then your second question
was in terms of what area was harvested on those narrows. So did you do four rows that had a little bit of a border effect because of that furrow versus the single, maybe parts of the center, and it's got equal spacing?
Okay, so his question was, what was there a harvest effect with regards to planting, or with regards to harvesting? We did leave rows on either side when we harvested, so there may have been.
No, that's fine. You guarded for it. That's all I'm getting at.
Yeah. Okay, I believe your question is with the different site years, there were one that was similar to the one site year had the singles and the twins acting similarly, and the other two had the narrows and the twins acting similarly, right? Okay. I know that in the 2017 growing season was a lot different than the 2016 growing season, and there was a lot more disease pressure this year. So I'm thinking that since narrow rows are typically more disease prone, maybe that disease limited yield in the 2017 growing season, which would have produced those results.
All right, thanks, Speaker.